Bursary. Dave Gleeson, good morning. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm very well, guys. How's it going?
Oh, very, very good. Talk to us about this anniversary. Are you feeling old or are you feeling a bit sprightly? What's going on?
I'm feeling re-energised.
That's the
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. Yeah. We recorded the album 30 years ago, All For One. I was 23 years old. You can work it out yourself now how old I am.
Yes, mate.
But, yeah, just re-recording it and revisiting it and doing it with the current lineup's been an amazingly good, fun thing to do.
Are you trying to not relive it, but have you remastered it and re-released it to try and, you know, remember what it was like? Because
rekindle your youth.
Do you remember any of the 90s? Was the 90s the best era? Because we've just thrown it around the table, and I reckon the 90s was unbelievable.
They were great.
Well, it certainly was for us. I mean, we were kind of riding high. We came out of Newcastle 1990, signed a record deal with Ruart Records and went around the world touring and stuff like that. So it was great fun. But, I mean, we don't own the masters. I think Sony owns the masters. They might be in Dennis Hanlon's office, which you can't get into anymore.
That's roped off at the moment, I think.
Yeah, it's roped off. Police tape all around the joint. And so it was just a way for us to... we were hoping to be touring at this time, but obviously... events have conspired against it, and we won't be touring for next year.
And that's a huge shame, because you guys live, it's just something fantastic to see, mate. Can you take us back, right back to those days, and tell us about how you learned about the legal phrase, in perpetuity?
Well, when you see it, you know, as I say, we were 20-something years old when we signed that record deal. I didn't know what in perpetuity meant.
Now, for
everyone listening, it's forever.
Forever and ever.
And the other thing I saw, it said for the universe, for all known universes, right? And I thought that was a joke. But it turns out if Elon Musk does colonise Mars, they can sell our music up there and we get stuff off of that as well.
Basically what it means, Spider, is you get nothing forever and ever, even on Mars.
Yeah, that's right.
Dave, for you, do you guys still have as much fun, I mean, away from work, together as you did when you were in your 20s?
Obviously not. I've got two kids now and a wife.
Sorry to hear it, mate. At least two is the answer, isn't it?
But, you know, we still have a great time. We get on really well. It's like I don't understand these bands that can stay together when they hate each other. If I don't like someone, there's no way I'm getting in a tarago with them unless there's going to be fisticuffs.
Dave, you have two kids. Do you think they'll follow in the footsteps of yourself?
My son's a drummer. He just walks around singing and that all the time. So I'd say he's either going to be in a band or he loves horror movies as well. So he's either going to be in a band or he'll be like Michael Myers or something like that when he grows up.
Well, mate, go on.
And my daughter's, she loves bands. She goes and sees bands all the time. So she might end up like my wife, married to a rock star.
Well, mate, I've got to catch up with the Red Hot Summer Tour. I've got a mate called Richard Dunstan Daly. He is your biggest fan, and he's given me his guitar to get signed by you, mate. So cannot wait to see you on the Red Hot Summer Tour. Can you take us through what you're going to be playing that day and which band you're playing in?
I'm going to be with the Angels that day. obviously, that was a tour that got called off last year. Around the Ides of March. We still had about 15 dates to go. We, you know, Hunters and Collectors, James Rain, Living End Angels, Baby Animals, Boom Crash Opera. So it's a mad show, and that's why the Jets can't tour till July. The other boys in the Jets call the Angels my mistress, and they're not happy about it.
They'll get you into trouble somehow. Hey, Dave, we love it. The 30th anniversary of your album, Remastered. Thanks very much for joining us.
No worries. It's always a pleasure. Have fun, guys.
Thought we'd play better the 30th anniversary edition, so you get a cut of this one, mate.
There we go. Hey.
Here's 11 cents coming your way, Dave.
Yeah.
Good on you, Gleeso. Screaming Jets, this is better. Bridge, Spider and Flan on Triple M.